Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Well, the theme of the week has certainly been volatility, and that has delivered once again in early trade on Friday. Having seen a spirited recovery for US markets overnight compared to the sell-off in the previous session, the local markets picked up on that. Although the strength was quite fleeting, at its best levels, the ASX 200 was up by around 0.8% in opening trade, as you can see here, and then it turned tail quite quickly. And now as we move into the early part of the afternoon, the index is up by around 0.2%. So a couple of things that are worth pointing out here is that one of the reasons that the market was marked down in that early part of the session is it coincided with a sell-off for US futures in after hours trade. So the S&P 500 futures at their lowest ebb so far have been down by about 0.5%. They've consolidated a little bit since, but the ASX 200 hasn't followed through. So reasonably, you would think that local investors would be cautious given the choppiness that we have seen for markets over the course of the last couple of days. So watching the futures and after hours trade is probably a valuable pursuit at this point in time. But in terms of the main themes that are driving the market, you're seeing strength as far as the big miners are concerned. So BHP stands out with a 1.5% improvement. It's really the banks that are providing the mainstay today. So all of the big four are higher. The NAB conspicuous with its 1% improvement. Thereafter, it's really a matter of some of the individual corporate tails that are making the difference. So it's been reported in the press that you've got CSL considering a takeover of Vifor, a Swiss company, and that has seen Vifor shares up by about 18% in Swiss trade overnight. It's reported to be an $8.6 billion transaction, and the commentary out of CSL so far this morning has been that, you know, they often consider strategic targets and that usual corporate speak. So the other big story of the day is that David Teo, a founding CEO of TPG, is selling his stake in the organisation, which is around 53 million shares, and it's reportedly worth around $335 million. That's going to be transacted in a block trade. So that has seen the stock fall by about 7%. So that has been quite a high profile story over the course of the morning. Elsewhere, Premier Investments, they had an update yesterday, which has been looked at favourably a day hence. So the shares are up by around 2%. In early trade today, but that stock's been under pressure since the early part of November, having fallen by about 8% over that period. One of the themes in Northern Hemisphere trade, particularly in the US actually, was that you saw a pretty strong recovery for travel and hospitality names. So emulating that theme today has been a 2% recovery for corporate travel shares, but again, you have to look at that in the context of where that stock's been in recent times. It's been sold off pretty aggressively, so that rebound should be seen in that context. Flight Centre is another example. So the shares are up by, or they're down 2% today, but they have fallen by about 20% since the early part of November. So the Aussie dollar getting marked down on some of the anxiety that's still a bit of a feature as far as the overall picture is concerned. So trading around 70.8 US cents at the moment.